the last topics in, which is Vayikra, which is in Perek Hey, is what we call in halachic lingo the carbon olav yoreid, the variable carbon, right? That's if you do certain averos, so if you're rich, you have to bring an actual animal, regular animal chatos, just like for most averos. If you're poor, you can bring two birds instead, and if you're very poor, all you have to bring is a isarin of flour instead, which is, you know, very, very cheap. And what's funny in the Chumash is that it says if you do any of the averos, which we know means any of the chayv krisos b'shogeg, you bring a regular animal carbon. And then it says, well, if v'shama kol avahu eid, if you're a witness who is, they put an oath on you and you refuse to testify, or ki ga b'chol devar tamei, if you're tamei and you go to the mikdash and kodesh him, or ki shal levatim sasayim, if you break a shvua, then you have to bring this variable carbon olav yoreid. So the question is, why all of a sudden for these three averos is it a different kind of karma? So Ibn Ezra says, Kedarko Bakodesh says, oh no, this is just modifying what's earlier. It means for all chattas is variable, and if you're poor, you bring a cheaper one. But that's not Lefi the Torah Shabbal Peh. Lefi the Torah Shabbal Peh, it's only these three averos, what we call Shvus Eidos, and what we call Shvus Bitoy, and what we call Tumas Mikdash Pekadshav, right? The first four prakin in Mesecha Shvus are special, only these three. So what's special at only these three? So the Ramban gives a very reasonable explanation, a very pshat explanation. He says, small averos, you don't have to bring any carbon for, if you do my accent. Big averos, you have to bring for sure an expensive animal carbon. These are in-between averos. They're big averos, but they're a little more kal, and therefore the Torah was makel, that even though you have to bring a carbon, if you're poor, you can bring a cheaper carbon. Why are these kal? So he says, because Shvus Bitoy is not chayiv karis, so even though it has Shem Hashem Levatola, it's not chayiv karis, it's kal. Shvus Eidus also is not chayiv karis, even though it has Shem Hashem Levatola, so it's kal. And Tomas Mikdash Vekadshav, even though it has karis, since you were trying to do something kadosh, so therefore, it's more kal, because not like you were just trying to have gashmius, you're trying to have ruchnius. And so even though you did a chiv kar, it's more kal. All right, that's a pshat explanation. But I thought, even though I'll be pshat explanation, if you want pshut shalmekra, the Yuanis is very nice. If you want pshut shalmekra, I'll pi tor shalpeh, the Ramban is very nice. But b'derech, maybe a little deeper, b'derech drush, I think there's still room to say an explanation, which doesn't, Drush doesn't have to contradict the pshat explanation, just a different level, and say, no, what's unique about these three averos? What's interesting about these three averos is, as opposed to classic chayv krisos of, you know, chametz on Pesach, and malacha on Shabbos, and eating dam, and chilev, and, you know, nida, and mishkav zachar, and whatever else we can, and avodah zarah, those are universals. Every yid, these halachas apply the same to everyone and every time and every place. You still shouldn't do any of these things in the exact same way. The three things we mentioned here are very specific to specific people. V'hu eich was eidos, meaning I don't have to give eidos at all. What do I have to do with eidos? Only someone who happened to have seen the eidos, who's an aid, has a new responsibility that you and I don't, of the chi of eidos. Right? Shvus bitoy. I'm allowed to do whatever I want, and you're allowed to do whatever you want, as long as it's lefi the other 612 mitzvahs. Only someone who took a shvua now all of a sudden has new special chiyuvim. I'm allowed to eat meat, and you're allowed to eat meat, and he's allowed to eat meat. Someone who swore that I'm not going to eat meat, all of a sudden he has new chiyuvim. And Tumas Mikdash V'Kadshav, I'm allowed to go to the Mikdash, even a mitzvah, and I'm allowed to eat Kadshav. Only someone who's nitma has new restrictions upon himself and is not allowed to go to the Mikdash. What's unique about these three averos is that they're not universal for everyone. They have to do with your particular matzav. And maybe part of the muster of the Torah singling these out is that it's like there's different parts of our Avodas Hashem, of life. There are things that are universal, standards that apply to everyone equally all the time. Then there are times when a person has to know their own matzav. And a person has to know their own matzav in different ways. There's too much mikdash v'kadshav. Sometimes a person has to know when they're not ready for something that might seem very kadosh and seem very good, but it's not a thing that they're supposed to be doing now. Maybe at a future stage when they go up in Madrega. Tumas Mikdash V'Kadshav. There is the Shvus Bitoy, right? Sometimes a person is makabel on himself and realizes that he can do more, and so he has to expect more from himself than a regular guy, because he has brought himself to a level where he's being makabel on himself more things. And then Shvus Eidos. Sometimes a guy just happened to be in the right time, in the right or wrong time, in a certain time, in a certain place, in a certain circumstance, and all of a sudden, people depend on him, and things depend on him, and through no fault of his own, Hashem put him in a situation where other people or Klal Yisrael depends on him because he was in the right time and place. And he can't just say, I'm a regular guy. He has to live up to that responsibility. Ah, why do I have to go and help that guy, the Eidos? The answer is, Hashem put you in that time and that place. Now it's your responsibility to help this fellow with the Eidos. That's part of life, that in addition to realizing we have to be good Jews, we have to be the right kind of Jews that we're supposed to be in our matzav and live up to our tafka that Hashem gave to us today in this time in this place. And maybe that's the remez of Karban Olah V'Yoreid. What's Karban Olah V'Yoreid? You go to the Beis HaMikdash and the Kohen says, ah, you're chayiv this Karban? Well, depending on who you are, you bring a different Karban. Right? For Averos that are about recognizing who you are in your specific tafkid, the Karban has to remind you of that theme and has to remind you of your specific tafkid. It has to be a Karban that depends who you are and what your particular status is in life. Maybe that's the Yisod of Karban Olah V'Yoreid, a special Karban to remind us that in addition to the universals, we have to recognize that each of us is in our own situation and remember what Hashem wants us not to do and what Hashem wants us to do in our particular matzav. Shabbat shalom.